Thank you for joining us today for another sermon podcast from Flushing Community Church. We desire to experience the transforming love of God and share it with others. It's our hope that you will find today's recording encouraging for your personal journey of faith. Let's join Pastor Terry Bate as he shares another message from God's Word.
There's a scripture that talks about, and this is our final week in this series, that we've been looking at difficult questions. You Asked For It is the name of our series. We believe that you discover truth by asking the right questions, that there are no stupid questions. Every question that we have in our heart is worth asking and discovering truth behind it, right? So we're a church that's comfortable with that in the right arena. And so we've been asking ourselves these questions. Why are there so many denominations? Why did my loved one have to die? Can faith and science, can that work together? Why don't we hear God's voice anymore? Why, and Pastor Steve last week asked, you know, why is there so much human suffering and what do we do with that? So we've been really trying to tackle some really difficult questions. And from your responses, I think that we have really seen God move in your lives and help shape some ideas and help give you confidence in your faith. That's our goal, right? Today we ask our final question, and that is this: if God is in control, then what is this idea of free will all about? Okay? So in Proverbs, Solomon says this: we make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Okay, I read this. Solomon's one of the wisest men who have ever lived. He wrote so many things that are filled with great wisdom, and he also asked a lot of great questions in the stuff that he wrote. But he wrote these words: we can make our plans, but it's the Lord who determines our steps. And in these two things, I see that there's free will, there's us making plans, but ultimately I see God saying, I'm in control. I do these things. I establish the foundations of your life. And so part of my question as we work through this is, how does this work together? This idea of sovereignty and free will. Sovereignty is this word that we will use in the church that means that there's an all-powerful one. Someone's in charge, complete control, the Almighty, the one that there is no power above. That is sovereign. So we attach that word to our God. He is a sovereign God. We attach that word to nations. They are a sovereign nation. In other words, they are in control of themselves. We even in Flushing have Sovereign Auto, right? Some of you have bought cars there. And so the idea behind this very cleverly titled company, whom I'm good friends, I think it's awesome. They are the all-knowledgeable ones of car sales. See how what they've done to you subconsciously? Whoa, it's powerful stuff. And so here's what we understand about that word, sovereign. And I believe that God is sovereign. But I also believe that God has given us some special gift. And that is a gift of choice, a gift of free will. The idea behind free will means that individuals are given a choice to determine their own outcome. How many of you were a child of the 80s or 90s where you got to read those books where you could kind of determine? It was called Choose Your Own Adventure. You know what I'm talking about? You could kind of read a little bit and say, oh, am I going to page 27 or page 32? You know, like, and you'd read the book based on, I personally liked the books because they were thicker, but you didn't have to read all of it. So to me, that was like, hey, that's a win-win. But is life like that? Where we just kind of go through life and we get to make choices about everything that kind of comes our way and what happens? Okay, sarah, sarah, right? What happens will happen. Or is it something more like where God is in control and God is sovereign over us and we are more like puppets just fulfilling this little thing that he's already figured out? Those are the two extremes that are working in tension right here. The idea that we get to choose our own destiny or the idea that God has already determined it and we're just trying to figure it out, right? Those two things live in incredible amounts of tension sometimes, especially when life doesn't go the way that you want it, especially when the answers don't come as fast as you need them to, especially when suddenly there's a detour when you thought the road was going straight in your life. And so suddenly we go, who's in control here? Am I in control? Or is God, or is it something else? Is it something brought together? So when I thought of this, I thought of our experience coming home. Some of you know that we had an interesting travel, an interesting trip home. There's a yellow thing in our parking lot now. It's a school bus. We bought that and got a great deal on it, and we knew that we just believe we're going to use the snot out of that thing. That's just our goal. So when we were coming home, we were loading up all the trailers when I got word that we had a problem with one of our buses, that there were flat tires on the bus. So I knew that in our bus, we had retreaded all four of the back tires, and we had replaced one of the fronts. And I'm thinking, really? There's one tire we didn't fix on that bus, and that went down, and that's a front tire. And so I was like really frustrated by that. Well, then I come to find out that it's the back tires that were flat. So then I'm confused, trying to figure this all out. Through God's providence, there was a company, and ironically, it was called Steve's Tire Company. Steve's Tire Company showed up much faster than we thought. I mean, Josh is like, dude, I don't think anybody's coming before 6 o'clock. There's a blizzard outside. They got plenty of things to tow. They don't want to mess with your bus, and I totally get it. I said, let's play this thing out. Let's see what happens. And so suddenly, Steve shows up. And as we had gone to get gas in some of the other vehicles, and I come back and I'm talking with Steve, who's not necessarily the warm and fuzziest person in the world, but I wasn't changing tires in the middle of a blizzard. So I gave him some space, right? I said, what's going on? We just had these tires retreaded. He goes, listen, what's going on is that you were 10 miles away from losing all of your tires. He took two of the lug nuts off of the back of that bus with his bare hands. He didn't even have to use a tool. So what we have discovered having been home is a lesson learned in bus maintenance. Apparently, when you do anything to a tire of a vehicle that large, it's the owner's responsibility to re-tighten said lug nuts after tire work. We had no idea. We've discovered this after inquiring. And so here's the deal. Instantly, I became frustrated and mad that somebody did not do their job. You know, like that's how I went real quick. And then just not far right behind that, it was, God, you are so stinking good. Right? A flat tire in a parking lot is one thing. I don't even like to talk about what the alternative could have been. I mean, that's scary business. I'm good with making headlines, but not for those reasons. Right? So here's the tension in real life terminology. When God protects a bus and somehow supernaturally keeps tires on, we're like, man, isn't God good? He had his eye on us, he protected us, and he was all over that situation. But take just for a minute, the unthinkable happens. And those tires come off. Whatever could have happened, happened. My question for you is this. Was God's attention on us any less? Was his attention on us any less? See, knowing that God is sovereign knows that he knew those lug nuts were loose all along. And it was within his provision and his will that he kept them on. But had he allowed them to come off, he's still God, he's still sovereign, and though I would have hated it, and I would have had choice words for him, it doesn't change the fact that he's still in control. So we love to talk about God's sovereignty when he blesses us. We love to talk about how God is faithful in the midst of blessing, but we don't often like to talk about it in the midst of struggle. And that's where the tension lays in our life so often. So I know this to be true about you and me. Life is filled with incredible disappointments. Life is often filled with decisions that you and I make that we know will not help us and will not help others. There are people in this room with a crowd of this size who are addicted to alcohol, drugs, pornography, and a coarse way of living life. That's statistically, I know that to be true. I'm not pointing fingers, right? There are people here who have allowed themselves to make decisions that are ruining their marriages, in their relationships, in their workplaces. Because God has given us the freedom to choose. So here's what I think to be true. Our free will comes with consequences. But God's sovereignty comes with promises. I want you to hear that. Our free will comes with consequences that we will pay for. Maybe not today, but I'm guaranteeing they will come. But God's sovereignty, His power over us and His faithfulness to us will never end, and that comes with promises. So the people of Israel are being moved across the desert. They just left slavery, and 400 years of slavery, and they're now this people group out in the middle of a desert. Their leader Moses is up on a mountain. He's speaking to God. He's there a little too long. They say, hey, Aaron, who is kind of the second in command, why don't you build us some gods so we can figure out what to do next? Because Moses obviously got ate by an animal. He ain't coming back. So Aaron gives in, and they melt their gold together. They make a golden calf, and God looks down on them. And you can only imagine, parents, you know how you feel when you do everything for your kids, and then they just continue to do the wrong things, right? He looks down on them. He says, Moses, look at those people that you brought out of Egypt. He puts it all on Moses suddenly. I'm done with them. I'm going to annihilate them. I am going to start over, and I'm going to start with you. We talked about this in our first session of our Old Testament Boost class. Mike did a fantastic job with this story. And it's in this moment that Moses hears this. Now, thinking, if I'm Moses, I'm thinking, that's cool. Yeah, start with me. That'd be cool. I'd be in charge. Like, that's me. Moses says, God, you don't want to do that. You don't want your reputation to be a reputation that you brought your people out into the wilderness to have them slaughtered. I don't think you want to do that. He intercedes for these crazy, wicked people. You know what God does? He listens to the heart of a man, grabs his heart, says, okay, you're right. You're right. This teaches me something. This teaches me that God does have a plan for you. God does have a will. God wants certain things to take place. But He's not too big that He doesn't listen to the heart of His creation. See, God didn't create puppets. He created partners. God did not create people just to fulfill this little dream and plan of His. He created you to be a partner in His kingdom building process. So the Word of God says that He has already chosen you. There are denominational discussions about this from different Christian faith corners, and that's okay. Here's what I believe. God has chosen every one of you. God has looked at you. He's created you. He's given you purpose. He's given you a special plan. And the question today is, He's asking, will you choose me? Will you choose me in my ways? I believe what Jaden said in her articulation of our weekend was so right. Too often, we are one of two people. We are either drowning and unaware or unwilling to figure out how to get out of the water, or we're looking at people who are drowning and not sure how to help. In God's sovereignty, in God's will for you, He's already worked it out. He's already sent His Son to the cross to die for you. He's already paid the price for your sin. He's already done the work. He's already chosen you. He's already loved on you. He's asking today, will you receive my love? Will you choose me? Will you receive what I have to offer you, which is life and life to the fullest? That is your free will. That is your gift. That is what God has given to you, the ability to receive and choose. You are not a puppet. And God has not forgotten your struggle. He is not unaware of the battle that you face. He's not unaware of the struggle physically or emotionally or spiritually that you're walking through. Because there's never been a moment that He's taken His eye off of you, even in the midst of that difficulty, even in the midst of that frustration, even in the midst of that uncertainty and anguish. His eyes have been on you, just like they would have been on us had the unspeakable would have happened to a bus, just like they were when he protected us from it. I want to invite Amy and Randy to come up, and we're going to sing that song that we learned at Spring Hill, that we sang just a few moments ago. And I'm going to pray for you. The reality is, when we sang this song at Spring Hill, I couldn't sing it because its words were exactly what I needed to hear and know and trust and believe. That there was a God who, through all of the frustrations in getting to Spring Hill and all the uncertainty of how this was all going to work out, a God who never once took his eyes off of us. He never left us alone. And so as I stepped back and watched your children worship God through this song, and I'll be honest, watching my own had a big significant part of me blubbering like a crazy man. But knowing this and worshiping in that environment and sharing this song with you, I believe is a testimony of God's faithfulness. It's my hope and prayer that God will use the words of this song to shape your desire to choose Him. He is faithful. He is worthy of our worship. Would you stand with us as I pray together? Father in heaven, as we bring our time together to a close, I pray that you will inhabit the praise of your people. Help us, God, to just embrace what you have for us on this day. Give us the courage that we have talked about through the life of our teens to live a life that is bold for you. Give us a courage to trust in you, to know that you have got our back no matter what is going on, that you love us and that you have a plan for us. God, this we trust.
Additional downloads and resources are available by visiting flushingcommunity.org. Join us this Sunday as we gather to experience God's transforming love together.